my hand to touch one. It has a dry feel, and I realize it's made of cloth. Then, up ahead, I see Nancy on her knees, with her hair fallen over and the blood running down into her eyes. Around her neck is a white cotton kerchief printed with blue flowers, love in a mist. It's mine. She's lifting up her face. She's holding out her hands to me for mercy. In her ears are the little gold earrings I used to envy, but I no longer begrudge them. Nancy can keep them, because this time it will all be different. This time I will run to help. I will lift her up and wipe away the blood with my skirt. I will tear a bandage from my petticoat, and none of it will have happened. Mr. Kinnear will come home in the afternoon. He will ride up the driveway, and McDermott will take the horse, and Mr. Kinnear will go into the parlor, and I will make him some coffee. And Nancy will take it to him on a tray the way she likes to, and he will say, "What good coffee!" And at night the fireflies will come out in the orchard, and there will be music by lamplight. Jamie Walsh, the boy with the flute. I am almost up to Nancy, to where she's kneeling, but I do not break step, I do not run. I keep on walking two by two, and then Nancy smiles. Only the mouth, her eyes are hidden by the blood and hair. And then she scatters into patches of color, a drift of red cloth petals across the stones. I put my